Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ann Pross, a busy Ann Pross at Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning.
The deadline is growing closer here for your big event coming up on Sunday. So we need to start with those important pieces of information about when and where and what time and price.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming in today, LaVonna. And I love to talk about Jazz and Wine. Jazz and Wine is our scholarship fundraiser, and it's a fundraiser that raises resources exclusively to Cass County area residents attending Iowa Western. So it's a wonderful event, a great social evening, but the most important thing is that students are really the big winners out of the whole opportunity to have scholarships to encourage their educational process. So Sunday evening from 5 to 7 is the event, and you can still give us a holler today. We're still taking reservations for it. We do prefer to have those reservations because there is catering involved. So it's wonderful wine catering by an Iowa Western Culinary Arts graduate, Ryan Asklund. He owns Dusty's in Griswold, and the young man is really so excited about doing this event. We're really looking forward to tasting his culinary treasures, and then as well as plentiful, luscious desserts. And tickets are only $20 per person.
Okay, $20 per person. You can still get them today, but you're not open on Saturday, right?
We're not open on Saturday. However, I do take a few calls at home with reservations that day, and that's just fine. The more the merrier is totally our concept, and bless Ryan's heart because he's pretty darn flexible about these numbers. But we do, the sooner we can know, the better.
Okay, and as you said, I think the important thing is to know all that money goes for Cass County students. It's not very often we get to give money for things that we know stay right here in our local community.
Right. And it doesn't mean that they have to come only to our building to come to their classes. So they could be a nursing student on the Council Bluffs campus or up at the Harlan campus or Clarinda or Shenandoah, but their permanent address needs to be Cass County. So it's a way for us to invest right back in our area citizens for them to continue their education and continue their career. And then hopefully, you know, the goal of everyone staying right in our area with these new wonderful skills and career values.
Well, and we're seeing more and more jobs, and I think it's sort of a circle. When you have people who are trained, maybe there are more jobs available, more people. It just is a continuous circle. Well, and we need to, we'll come back to Iowa Western and classes a little bit, but we need to talk a little bit about food, because besides these wonderful catered things, you're going to see desserts. And I was in the other day, and I saw Melissa making those little cards that said, chocolate caramel cheesecake or whatever. Tell us a little bit about those desserts.
Well, I don't know how this got started, but several years ago, as our event was just growing from infancy stage, I said, well, how about I'll make the desserts? It will just be a contribution that I would like to do, and I love to stir. Well, it's grown and grown and grown now. So it, I think my goal is I have 41 desserts on my list. So we'll see if we get them all here that night or not. You know, at a certain point, I just say, what's done is done, but we're looking forward to it. And that way you just come and sample as much as you like.
Yeah. Well, give us a couple more teasers that, like I said, I saw carrot cake and I love carrot cake, but, you know, that's sort of a common, well, special, but kind of a common name. But some of those others I saw, I'm going, oh, this is going to be a new experience.
Oh, you know, A Taste of Home is my go-to recipe source, and I just love the magazine, love everything in there. And I've been trying recipes all the way up to this week. So, like, one of the unusual one maybe is a marvelous cannoli cake, which is a little bit out of my comfort zone. You know, Italian cakes being just a little bit different in their texture and their flavor, not as sweet as we would think of. So for someone who doesn't maybe necessarily have such a sweet tooth, that's a little bit less sweet cake, and it has nuts and almonds and different things like that in it as well. So that's something just a little bit different, new to the recipe this year, but Napoleons tend to be one of the favorites. And we also do make fresh bread pudding that day, a couple different kinds.
And you know, bread pudding is sort of like an old standard, and yet it's become kind of a featured thing. Many high-class restaurants are featuring that as a dessert. So you're going to feature that also.
That's right. And then, you know, my mom has a beautiful garden, and she grew fresh red raspberries. And so I have fresh red raspberries and a number of different recipes and rhubarb and things like that that were fresh from her garden this fall. So looking forward to those things, too.
Okay, so you can come and taste all those wonderful things, little taste of this, little taste of that, and enjoy the hors d'oeuvres that come from Well, actually, from Dusty's, as you said, the, being catered by Dusty's, and some wine to go along with it.
You bet. Hy-Vee is our wine sponsor. And so we, Barb Chase, our committee member, and I must thank our committee, man, dedicated folks going out and helping us put, bring all this together. So Barb works with Jeff out there at the Wine and Spirits to be able to select wines and beverages that meet and complement our menu that night. So we're looking forward to those great beverages as well. And there's plenty of non-alcoholic options for everyone to. And then, of course, there's the music, which is Iowa Western music students.
Well, you just put it all together here, Anna. Food and good music and wine. And then all of the visiting that goes on.
It is. It's meant to be a casual, fun, social evening. It's some folks come and go, some stay the whole time. It's just meant to be a, just a great, nice evening out. And ultimately knowing that you're supporting the future of other folks through their educational process. And, you know, that's a big step for many of our students are non-traditional students. So they are busy, busy lives where they are working and caring for family and many different roles. So starting that educational process for them is really a big step. And being able to support them through scholarship resources is really a critical component for many of the students. So ultimately, that's the whole focus. But just come and have fun for the evening and knowing that there's all kind of good things going on as well.
So talking about students, and do you have an idea of kind of the age range and maybe and where's the biggest group of students coming from age-wise?
Oh, man, that's a great question. We have many of the young students who are just what you call traditional students, just starting out of high school, and they're continuing their education. And many of those, some of those are quite focused. They know really what they're headed to, where they're going. Maybe some cases like nursing, which is a program that you can do all the way through your RN at Iowa Western, whereas some students know they're starting here and they're transferring on to another institution, but utilizing their resources really wisely on this front end to leverage what their, you know, their funds are available for their education and go on for a bachelor's degree somewhere else. But, you know, we've seen a lot of those students who are starting the nursing process where they can get all their prerequisites here in Atlantic. And then usually a lot of times they go to 1 year in Harlan and then 1 year in Council Bluffs for that nursing degree. Of course, we have the new design technology program, which is continuing to grow and lots of students interested in that. But, you know, I it's all over the map. I'm guessing probably maybe upper 50s would be our, you know, most non-traditional student who's just starting their educational process. But, you know, it's also interesting because it's all similar feelings. You know, we're all building our knowledge base. We're all doing maybe some things that are pushing our brain power and pushing our abilities. And that's the neat thing as you see students grow in confidence and in their structure of their education. It's really a blossoming process.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned many, of course, are those new beginners, younger age new beginners. But as we get to that older group, and you sort of mentioned this, many of them have either part-time or full-time jobs, but still need that help. I mean, there's extra costs in terms of going to school. So they need that help also, even though they're working. Maybe they even need it more.
You know, and that can be true. And, of course, students are able to apply for financial aid and things like that. But so many of those things are really up in flux. And occasionally, a student who is an employee can actually be slightly in a different scenario because of income situations over the past year. So sometimes those scholarships are, you're exactly right, LaVon, are more critical to those students just to bring all the ends together with all the responsibilities that they have. And I can guarantee these scholarships are much appreciated.
Oh, I'm sure they are because the cost anywhere of going to school, I mean, it's just a necessary cost because you have materials and you have instructors and you have all those things that have to be paid for and the space. Now, you mentioned, of course, they can start here and go to other our Western Community College campuses or other schools. The number that start here, I think, has increased dramatically over the past years.
It sure has. And part of it, I think, was when we moved to this building under Judy Martin's leadership in 2005 is when this facility opened up. But we just continue to grow and grow and grow. And now we're up to 12 classrooms. And there's times that we have every single classroom full. And so that is a really neat thing. And, you know, of course, none of that would happen without instructors. So I always like to say thanks to our instructors because those are folks that are dedicating their education to being able to future, you know, grow that in future generations. operations. And so it all is a team effort to make things come together. You need the students, you need the instructors. We have now a beautiful facility. And I think all those things have come together. I think we're up to serving over 300 students a semester here, which is a pretty huge number.
And then we haven't even touched on the just for fun classes kind of thing. And we don't have time to do that today because the last thing I want you to remind us again about jazz and wine, how people can attend that.
You bet. They can just give us a call. Our office number is 243-5527 or stop in and see us. We're here today until 4:30, or you can just give us a jingle as well. And it's Jazz and Wine on Sunday evening, March 11th from 5 to 7, and tickets are $20.
All right. Come and enjoy the fun. And thank you so much to you, Ann Pross, Director of Iowa Western Community College Atlantic Campus. Until next time, here's a thought. It isn't the mountains ahead that break you down. It is the grain of sand in your shoe.